Hi, my name is Ella Ahonen, and in this video I will read you a text by a student about copyright when collecting data. When collecting data, there are a few things to consider concerning copyright. Here I will use my own thesis as an example. It is a study about Francisco de Goya's series of witchcraft paintings from the end of the 18th century Spain. The series was customized to a local duchess, and witches were a popular subject in Spain at that time. The series contains 6 paintings. The basic idea of copyright is that the creator has the rights to their work for the time they are alive and 70 years after death in Europe. In some cases, this time period is 50 years. When paintings are this old, they are usually considered public domain and can be used without asking for permission, for example in a thesis. You can find Goya's paintings among other artworks in a database called Europeana. Europeana is a platform for European cultural heritage. It provides access to contents from libraries, museums, and archives. The collections include art, music, books, and other pieces, such as blocks and virtual tours. You can also find knowledge about myths and legends or celebrations in Europe, for example. One can use it free of charge, and it translates to studying purposes as well as research purposes. In research and scientific publications, the right to quote is very necessary. It is usually possible to publish pictures or images as a part of a thesis if the image is vitally important for the reader to understand the text, even if the image is protected by copyright. In these cases, you are citing the image as you would cite text. This kind of quoting is possible if the connection is sufficient to the text and the original creator is mentioned properly. The right to quote applies also to musical works and photographs. You cannot publish an image just as an illustration in your thesis unless you ask permission from the copyright holder. If using archived research data, you should always refer to archived research data and the original researcher or researchers using the same principle as when referring to written sources. As a key ethical principle, you must mention the source, regardless of whether the research data are protected by copyright in legislation. Research data, such as surveys, is not often legally protected by copyright, but the ethical principle of citing still stands. If the researcher has participants in the research, then the ownership right and the copyright lies on different partners. If, for example, the researcher provides a research participant with a video reel with which to record a requested video, the ownership right to the video reel remains with the researcher, even though the copyright to the recorded video itself is held by the research participant. Or if the researcher collects material from research participants, for example, photographs, the researcher has to let the participants know that they still have the right to their own photographs. Participants will also be informed about how the material is used. Participants are asked how they want to be referred to as the author of the photograph. If the material includes any other people, their permissions are needed too. When research data are archived in the Finnish Social Science Data Archive, FSD, the copyright and ownership right to the data will stay with the creator, not the archive. The archive archives an electronic copy of the data. The archive takes care of the usability and long-term preservation and manages reuse of the data. You may come across different licenses, such as Creative Commons licenses, that allow creators to share their work more freely than copyright would allow. If you want to share something using Creative Commons licenses, go to the Creative Commons webpage to see what kind of options there are. First, think about whether others are allowed to share the content or not. If not, you should keep the rights to yourself and use All Rights Reserved. If others are allowed to share the content, can they modify the content? If the answer is no, then think about whether the content can be shared and used commercially or not. If not, then use CC by NCND license, that means Attribution Non-Commercial, No Derivatives. If the content can be shared and used commercially, use CC by ND license, Attribution, No Derivatives. if others can modify the content, may others publish under another license? If not, the next question is, may the content be shared and used commercially? If not, use CC by NCSA license. Attribution, non-commercial, share alike. If yes, use a CC by SA license. Attribution, share alike. If others may publish under another license, may the content be shared and used commercially. If not, use a CC by NC license. Attribution, non-commercial. If yes, may the author be unnamed. If yes, CCO waiver, public domain. If not, use CC by license. Attribution.